This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, into hour number four.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I get what the caller was saying. It's called feminization, but that's not really even how women act. Turning men into subservient people. I think that the wrong word is feminization for the whole metrosexual thing. But Leanne, you were agreeing with some of what the caller said, but also countering it. This is the dehumanization. They're targeting all of our normal traits, turning us against each other.
Right. Permission to speak?
Yes, you have permission.
Okay. Well,
they'll probably cut that out if they actually did that, so go ahead.
Well,
look, Jones makes his female people get permission. Go ahead.
To kind of back Ferris up a little bit there, I mean, obviously, yes, we have seen a lot of these feminazis come out and really dehumanize men and really push this emasculation, and women really only want men who are subservient.
Emasculation is the right word.
Yeah.
See, the woman had the right, you had the right word and I didn't.
Yeah. And so I understand that to a certain degree. It's like putting these certain women in power that demand that their men grovel at their feet. To that, I understand, because we do have a bunch of chicken neck Nellies running around telling everyone what to do. They're not real men. But at the same time, as I sit with these three women on the panel, I also think that other women out there, as well as men, appreciate that they can look.
Sure, and right-wing men responding like it's women doing this to them. It's social engineering against all of us.
Right. It was like a long time ago, the social engineering that forced women into the workforce, breaking up the family. We've all been socially engineered, so let's not fight amongst each other even more.
I agree. Ashley, Margaret, you want to comment on this? I got some ladies holding. I have to hold them over so we actually get to them, and Ruth and Debbie, so they can speak. I mean, these evil women are calling in to fight the new order. How horrible! Shut them up. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say I do agree, with what some of the things that the caller was saying. The bottom line is this. Basically, you have a situation where, it's a lot of emasculation. We do have a return to the alpha male. I think that was shown with Trump actually winning the presidency. So, I agree with him on
that.
But
the alpha male better deliver.
Right. He better deliver. Exactly. And the bottom line is, we have to stay together. Like you said, it's a divisiveness when they're trying to pit women and men against each other. That's not what we need.
Sure. And they're the ones doing it. And the right wing falls into that too much doing it.
Right.
Exactly. We need women to be women, in my opinion, and men to be men. And when you bring that back, then, things will get better.
Absolutely. Great point. Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love you, Leanne and Ashley. I'm not backing up Ferris.
Like having ladies on here and the points you bring up.
Sorry,
I love
Jared.
It. I want more women. I like women.
Ferris says that's your problem.
I think women are great.
it is a pleasure working around. We work on a lot of men, mm-hmm. don't we? And,
we do.
It's a pleasure having a couple of women to sort of balance out just a little. I'm not backing up Ferris, actually.
But see, we're talking about men and women. We're all going to die in a nuclear war if this happens.
That's right.
We better get our heads screwed on straight here.
Yeah, and like, I'm, kind of a traditional female. I like the man to be in charge, but I don't want some alpha male that's just beating his chest and doesn't know how to communicate.
Well, plus, he doesn't have a job but tells you what to do. Like, if a guy's going to be someone in charge, he better be bringing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think now we've evolved to a certain place where, you want your alpha male to respect you because you're an alpha female. Like, he wants, but I'm a,
well, any real alpha male just respects their female.
Right. That's what I mean.
And the female respects their male. And I do say that possessively because they possess each other.
We're going to write a book, and it'll be coming out soon. Let's get to this.
Absolutely. We're going to continue on. He doesn't mind when we cut it his time. We love him co-hosting the fourth hour once a week. So, Mr. Rappaport, straight ahead, we're going to come back, finish this, talk to Ruth and Debbie, and then a few others. I may just discriminate against the men and go to them later. Actually, the women have been holding almost the longest. So I'm going to go to Ruth in order. She's up next. So I just kind of always just have equality. You know what I mean? I just instinctively do it because that's how I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's just common sense. But I think that's why, You are an alpha male, and you don't have a problem with the ladies, which is why you don't hate on women. I think
well, a lot of men that hate on women have not had success with women.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
more success you have with women, the more you want to be around women.
It's a telltale sign.
It's a telltale sign. I love my mommy.
I don't have mommy issues. Yeah, okay.
I don't. I had a great dad, great mom. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hotel Motel makes you want to cry. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Go into a show. Play in rock and roll. Good part right here. Get it took. Broken bones. I'm here to tell you. I like this song because the Dave Mustaine comes and we play it driving around the car. But seriously, I'm not name dropping. That's a true story. True story. Don't talk, woman. I'm talking. That's a joke. See, the media will probably take that out and play it. Sorry, Leanne, go ahead.
I was just saying, we need to get some B-roll of you raging in the car playing these songs because people need to. This is really you. You really are a 16-year-old.
I really am obnoxious.
Alpha male.
That loves his mommy. But let's get back to this. all the stuff we've gone through to get InfoWars to this point, it was horrible, it was terrible, a lot of it, but it's really sweet now. And I love the fact that Vice is doing a big hit piece on us, and I just love it. They're all blowing themselves up, discrediting themselves, calling us Russian agents, and all we're here doing is trying to make America great again.
No, it's amazing how you are somehow able to take all of the attacks that they've been firing at you.
Well, you're doing it too.
You absorb them in.
You're doing it too.
The whole operation just becomes so much more powerful. It's incredible to watch.
Yeah, well, that's because they're in the wrong, Leanne.
Right.
Everybody had this Svengali mind control. When they call you a name or something, you're supposed to quit and get depressed and go get in the ditch and die. When a bunch of murdering, lying scum makes up about us, good. The only problem is they now have run out of everything they've got, calling us racist. Now it's nuclear war. Mm-hmm. And he's going to ride shotgun on this in this segment, and we're going to punch out. And I want to take a few final calls. Mr. Rappaport is here. You should read his bio. It's up on his news site. It's been around for a long time. NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport, investigative journalist, worked for the biggest TV networks, newspapers, you name it. How long have you had NoMoreFakeNews.com? Because notice, they claim fake news is their term. I know you've been calling them fake news for at least 15 years. I've been interviewing you, John.
15 years, Alex. 2001. That's when it started. And it just seemed like the right thing to do. No more fake news, because I was working as a reporter for 19 years already, and my basic target had turned into mainstream news. They were the fakers.
Yeah, and you kind of had an inside lane there to see it from the
So they're trying to claim that they may copyright it or trademark it and try to stop us. Seriously, that's in the news. You can actually show up and say, you could probably get the copyright now or the trademark, bro, and say, no, I decide who the fake news is, not the Snopes lady and her obese cat.
You can start Nopes.
All right. Well, we'll sell it for maybe $20 billion, and we'll spread the money around, and then we'll just, deep six them completely.
I don't mean to jump in here on your hour, and I appreciate you doing this, Mr. Rappaport. We've got a few callers I wanted to get to first, and then we're going to punch out of here. But I wanted to banter with you, and ladies, jump in any time here. What do you make of them expelling entire facilities of Russians? Not just a few diplomats. That's been done before. What do you make of the open war talk? Whether somebody's for Israel or against it, clearly they're triggering a new intifada to get a war going in the Middle East. Is this to keep Trump from getting in, or to give him such a crisis that it drives down the economy? They're mad that we have Trump euphoria. What does your really tuned in brain think?
To create the biggest possible mess for Trump when he gets in, so that he has to, you know, this is a time-worn strategy, Alex. New president comes in, a new Congress, whatever. And the people who hate that are going to throw as much crap in the way of it as they possibly can.
So it's scorched earth.
Yeah, wind him up in so many crises that he can't think straight, can't put any policy into effect. He's got to deal with horrendous circumstances. That's the way it looks to me.
And let's remember, while he's busy, it was $50 billion, then $60 billion, then $70 billion. It's over $100 billion of new jobs pledged next year by major companies. It's causing a huge domino cascade snowball effect. Exuberance is exploding, $1 trillion-plus in the stock market. People understand America's open for business. And the enemies that have hijacked the country that are foreign globalists are telling us that we're the Russian agents, John.
Right. And that this is really bad, because more employment is a very bad thing as far as they're concerned. It's a really horrendous, terrible thing, because it means things are succeeding. Jobs are showing up. People are going back to work that couldn't work before. This is total anti-globalism when stuff like this happens.
And it's even worse. This guy likes having these rich, powerful daughters and sons and super sexy, smart wife. And, oh, my gosh, and he really is multinational and he really is successful. Ah, they don't like it.
No. They want failure. You know, because failure means they can be failures, which they already are. They haven't done anything productive in their whole life.
That's right. George Soros, perfect example of projection. He says that Trump is a dictator and is going to be like Hitler, close quote.
Right.
Can you comment on that?
Yeah. He's saying, I'm just that way. I'm like Hitler. So therefore, I look out there and that's what I see. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've read in a long time. But this guy who's like deep-sixing economies and and sinking currencies and starting revolutions and so forth.
Very Hitlerian.
A true friend of democracy? Are you kidding? I mean, the guy, he's just a worm, a total lying.
Exactly. Trump builds things, and then meanwhile, Hitler was into taking things over and blowing things up. That's exactly what Soros does. If I had to pick anybody in the world that's Hitlerian, it's Soros.
Right.
Right. This is what's happening. I mean, the psychology of the hard political left is we're losers, we're failures, we know that, but we'll never admit it. So the only way we can stand living in the world is to pull everybody else down into our heap where everybody's a loser and then the government takes care of all of us. And that's the only system that we will tolerate. That's why they are, you know, hating so much at the moment, because they fear that success is coming, and that means, oh, they got to get a job.
In fact, he has a quote in here. He says, we must stop the exuberance.
Stop the exuberance. Stop the exuberance.
The exuberant populism.
There'll be no more exuberance. There will only be depression.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Ashley, you want to jump in here? Margaret?
Yeah.
I think John is absolutely right. I mean, they definitely want to stop the exuberance. They want to end, you know, our basically rally here to change our country. We really want to make America great again, and they're going to do whatever it takes to try to stop that rally. So, you know, however they can bring down Trump, they're going to do that, you know, within the next 21 days, within the next year, his first year, so they can just, you know, try to say, hey, look what Trump has done.
Absolutely.
Everything up, but,
you could have the best New England Patriots football team. If they were all demoralized and thought they were losers, they would lose.
Mm-hmm.
We have an incredible system still left, but we've got to believe in it. Mm-hmm. And that means believing what's good in America. People say, oh, now you always bash the system. Now you say you believe in it. No, I bash the globalist system. Now that we're getting the Americana system, I'm trying to get wind in its sails. It's happening.
Right.
And the enemy is freaking panicking. Margaret?
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that.
No, jump in. Free for all, ladies. Go on. Do it.
They're trying to rewrite history and tell us that America was never great in the first place.
Mr. Rappaport, he hit it on the head. He said that he's trying to create the biggest mess. They're trying to create the biggest mess they can before Trump gets into office. Don't you just hate their arrogance? It is so smug. It's like, who died
and
made you? And it's the same arrogance and sense of entitlement that you see with radical Islam and even, you know, an aggressive Islamic culture. It's like, it's so entitled. It's like, off already.
It's a cult.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why you have the Council on Foreign Relations fearing the UN could collapse under President Trump. Oh, no. He will shut down all of our globalist achievements because he's an unapologetic nationalist.
Because the UN's trying to start a freaking war.
Right. And that's why they're going to start their own war so that he will have to deal with a huge mess because they're so afraid of not only a President Trump, but also the fact that the Republicans have both houses.
I don't think they're going to be able to shut this exuberance down. I think they're really earning themselves jail cells. I mean, this is true sedition. This is not free speech when you got some weird Nazi collaborator. We're going to skip this network break to give Rappaport more time. We're going to be out here in a few minutes, but he's co-hosting with us right now. We're going to maybe 24 hours in the future here with GCN, open up another satellite with the great Ted Anderson. Let's go to Ruth in Florida. Ruth, thanks for holding. We're going to go to Debbie. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks to your team for all you do. We love you here in Florida. I just want you to know that.
We love you, too.
Let me tell you something. I'm calling because I'm infuriated when I saw our globalists, McCain and Lindsey Graham, stand up and...
It's like our globalists, our cancer. It's like our globalists. I mean, that's what I call them. It's like our horrible scum. Go ahead.
Well, they're blaming the Russians, you know, and you know, I'm not forgetting their participation in the internet either. So, you know, there's no doubt that the GOP has a role in this in my mind anyway.
Oh yeah, they're the ones they're helping more than Democrats pass it.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, "Oh, you're a Republican." No, I like the guy the Republicans hate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them held accountable, and I don't think they should get a get out of jail card either with Trump. So, I mean, that's...
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, where is this vindictiveness we kept hearing about? We need to see some right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to be standing up. I mean, and we're hearing nothing from them. And so, as far as I'm concerned, they're participants in all of this.
Well, Trump, he knows he's got to get the engine going in the economy, and the global economy is on the verge of collapsing. It was supposed to collapse once Hillary got in. Now they're trying to collapse it on Trump. They admit that. And so he's racing on the phone, like I'm talking 12 hours a day, just making phone calls. Okay, I'm not getting any more, but that's what he does. Just calling everybody, believe, order more stuff, produce. Yeah, he's trying to prop it up because, folks, he's got the intelligence officers who were in on the globalist plan who are now going against the globalists explaining this to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a total battle. And I didn't agree with Bush after 9/11 saying go out and shop. But now we need to go out and shop for local stuff and get things we need to try to prop this up, folks, because we don't want this to go down. We've got to slowly reform the system, but for now we've got to prop it up.
Yes.
People are like, well, I thought you hate the system. I do, but we're living in it.
Don't buy cheap communist crap, though, from the big box.
Exactly. Buy local farmers markets.
Right. Support your local.
I mean, it's like, I want to get out of this house, but I'm living in it right now. Don't burn it down.
Right.
You know, yeah. Thank you, Ruth. Great points. Jump in, any of you guys, a comment, and then we're going to go to Debbie.
Foreign wars is a huge thing here because the globalists have lived off of this, the neocons, the globalists. We got to attack somebody. Libya here, Iraq there. We got to keep on empire, destruction. Mm-hmm. That's their plan. We build on the ashes. We make our new world on the ashes.
They want
the
conquest instead of renaissance.
Exactly. So the very thought, the possibility of a whisper of a thread that Trump might say, you know, as he has, this whole thing is completely stupid. We don't need to make any wars against anybody. We especially don't need to make any wars in order to prop up the economy if the economy is a roaring engine. So let's just stop all this. Let's bring a whole lot of troops home.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there are big giant studies from even the big hedge funds admitting, okay, we were following the directives of the globalists. Trump's plan actually is going to work. We would annihilate China in a trade war, and it would actually break their monopoly system and help the average Chinese worker.
Mm-hmm.
John?
And then you would have, you know, the thought of not waging continuous wars and inventing endless enemies.
Well, that's racist.
This is like silver bullet coming at a vampire. They see the end for them. If we can't do this, we don't have any more power.
Mm-hmm.
This is our only power is destruction. That's all we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their
sure, I agree. Program. And let's not underestimate here. I'm going to take one more call and let you take over. John Rappaport, numberfakenews.com. Let's not underestimate how evil they are. I agree they're trying to wreck things for Trump, but I think they're planning something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's
I know.
Possible that they want to just sink the ship as far as it can go down before Trump takes office. Mm-hmm. They could make it really, really bad if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know David Knight said something about when Trump got elected, and, you know, we were both kind of a little hesitant to celebrate. And he said, you know, David, it is kind of like David beating Goliath, but he didn't actually kill him until he cut off his head. So that's, you know.
Well, that's what I've been saying to Trump, and I said, David only knocked him down with a stone. You got to chop the head off, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Or Goliath's going to get back up.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're going to plan something even bigger. And this was a huge hit to them.
Yeah, we got to cut their head off. And I don't mean that literally. Because Alex Jones said, cut their heads off. He's joined ISIS. We've got to cut the head off. let's talk to Debbie. Debbie from New Jersey. Go ahead.
You ladies all kick ass. Good for you.
Thank you.
Soros looks like a hideous toad.
He does.
I'd like to see him done in. But I wanted to point out, Alex, that we are considered Russian agents because they have us listed as enemies of the state via their two constitutions, one for the United States and one of the United States. They took our sovereignty when they took our birth certificates, our live certificate of birth, sent it overseas.
No, that's true with the IMF and World Bank. They really do all that. That's what we're called natural resources and the rest of it. And Trump knows all that and is trying to end it.
Exactly. And I knew you knew that, but that's also why Obama's hiding out in D.C., because of the 10 square miles of sovereignty he's got.
That's right. Let's make no mistake. You're witnessing the attempt to take America back from the globalist.
Mm.
That's why Soros says, the New World Order's dying! I mean, they are in deep crap.
We must stop him.
And here's the message I've been thinking. We need to call the globalists, call the White House, call everybody, and say, look, we know you're starting the wars. We know you're behind the attempt to drive up interest rates to drop the economy. We know it's you. So you're not going to blame the American people or Trump if this thing goes, you know, upside down. You're going to get in trouble, scum.
Right. Yeah. We talk about these presidents that are in office for 4 or 8 years. But what about these corrupt politicians that are in there 30, 40 years creating all this chaos?
I agree. Debbie, anything else?
what I also wanted to put out there about the mortgages being as fraudulent as they are, how everybody has their own federal account that they're given at birth based on their birth weight.
Oh, I remember people 20 years ago explaining how they would sell some houses 20, 30 times and how Mears was all BS, and it all came out. The Patriots were right. Absolutely, ma'am. All right, we're out of time. I got to hand it over to Mr. Rapoport, who's here to host the show. But it's always good to co-host with him. Briefly, we have free shipping until Monday. We're extending Christmas, 50-25% off on the supplements, on the Hillary for prison shirts, on the Trump's my president. All of it funds this operation. We're obviously under attack. The reason to get them, though, is they're great products and fund the operation of 360 Win. I want to thank you all for your support. 30-second closing comment from the ladies here, from each of you.
Well, I am taking Brain Force Plus as we speak, and it's working wonders. But, yes, I think a lot of people just need to keep their wits about them, maintain their humanity,
right.
Understand there is a massive gaslighting campaign going on to try to drive us all insane. I think the call to action of just letting your representatives know that we're on to you and we're going to hold you accountable, I think, is very important.
Okay, I totally agree with that, and I think that the American people, the best way that we can actually support Trump's administration and rebuild America is to actually think with kind of a global mindset, and like you were saying, take action locally to try to change things and, you know, make our communities individually greater.
That's right. Co-opt all the stuff they claim they're doing.
Right. Exactly. We have these people moving from California, for instance, taking over our community roles here and changing the way Austin's government structure is run. No, heck no. We need to get back in there.
I am so encouraged by your last caller. What a brilliant lady. She really has her head screwed on straight. And it's indicative of the climate. We're seeing it change. And people that have been awake for a long time, they're finally speaking out. And hopefully, you know, having some ladies on this panel, we can encourage more women to do this.
Hey, women out there fighting the new world order. Most men are sitting there sucking their thumbs, so it's awesome.
Right.
Fantastic. Nightly News coming up tonight with all you guys, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, Rapoport, thanks for letting us jump into your show. 25 minutes of it. Take over, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. All right, here we go, folks. You see a story up on InfoWars now about the mumps vaccine and people with getting mumps who've gotten the vaccine? No surprise. I just want to read a quote here from a piece that's up now at No More Fake News. Let's see. Where is it here? Between 1984 and 1989, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, sent Iraq at least 80 different biowar agents, including botulism, toxoid, and dengue virus. CDC, we're talking about. You know who they are? Centers for Disease Control. The agency of the federal government that loves you to death, literally, that wants only the best for you, that knows that all vaccines are safe and effective, that buys $3 billion or so dollars worth of vaccines every year from manufacturers, and then claims that they do vaccine studies that have no conflict of interest. Of course not. How could that be? And, of course, major media do not pick up on any of what I'm talking about here because fake news has several strategies, maybe the most important of which is omission. It's called leaving things out. So let me read that again to you, because if you don't know much about the Centers for Disease Control, and you can see the source on this quote if you read the story at No More Fake News. Between 1984 and 1989, the CDC sent Iraq at least 80 different, biowar agents, including botulism, toxoid, and dengue virus. And these are the people, CDC, that, you know, the public says, well, we have to trust them. Whatever they say about vaccines, it must be real. It must be true, right? I mean, isn't that so? Well, do you trust somebody who shipped out of the U.S. to Iraq in the 1980s to Saddam 80 biowarfare agents? Think about that. Do you trust that organization or do you not? Do you trust the major media when they only briefly reported on it and then let it slide and go away? Do you trust the Department of Justice, who did no investigation and sent nobody to jail for this? Do you understand what I'm getting at here? I hope so. I hope so. So I'm an investigative reporter. I've been around for 30 more years, 35, I guess it is now, doing stories about fake news. I gravitated to that almost immediately. Fake news. And where is it coming from? We'll see.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I'm at Sport back in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. There were about six different ways I could have gone today, and I'm still maneuvering here, because here's the deal, folks. I've been around the reporting game for over 30 years, so I've known lots of reporters. Lots of reporters, some editors, people who work in the mainstream. What are they doing? What's their psychology? First of all, they're talent spotted. You understand what that means? Somebody picks them out and says, this kid is fairly smart. He's kind of bright. Let's bring him in. It could be good. And he believes what we want our people to believe already. He believes in globalism. He believes that we're all one happy, sappy global village. He believes that parents should be taking care of their own kids if the state wants to intervene. He believes that communities should be planned by the United Nations if necessary. People live in little, tiny little spaces and so forth. Kick people who are living out in so that migrants can live there. You know, he's already on board, all right? This is key and crucial. They bring these people in. They can smell them a mile away. So can you. So can I. So can they. Guy walks through the door. He's 24 years old. He's got a master's degree from, Jerk University. And, oh, yes, very good. Sits down, and right away the editor who's interviewing him or the personnel guy at the New York Times or wherever it is, sniff, sniff, sniff. Yep, I can smell this guy is a liberal, which means he's really a globalist and he's a communist and he's a socialist. And he doesn't even have to know what that means, you know, the reporter. He just thinks he does, so that's what we want. And then he can write articles from the angle that we want him to write articles from. And that's how the game works. How do you think universities over the last 40 or 50 years have become so stacked full of socialist idiots and scum? I mean, real scum. Scum from here down to the ground. These are the people who are saying there's no such thing as the individual. The individual is extinct. There is only the collective. And everything is for the good of the greatest number of people and so forth. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. The students' parents are paying, you know, whatever it is, 50 grand a year for this. Or the student is taking out a loan that he'll never be able to repay. The university is soaking the kid because they can, because the government is guaranteeing the loan program. It's a total hype. It's a joke. There is no more education, higher education in America. It's gone, except in a few technical fields. It's absolutely gone. It's done. What has taken the place of it is globalists, socialists. They meet, you see. And the people that hire those instructors and professors, they can smell them too. Oh, yeah, I get that whiff of strong socialism from this guy, yeah. And he's kind of nasty, and he's, yeah, he looks a little bit like George Soros. So we like him right away. He's kind of a frog, somewhere between a frog and a monitor lizard. Good. This is the guy we want. This is the guy we want to teach the young in this country. Work, a job, a paycheck. Supporting yourself, being responsible, never heard of it. That's the old world, folks. The people we're hiring to teach at the universities now, we can smell them. They are utopians that are going to bring us into the paradise of equal sharing for all, everything for nothing, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, for kids, that's great, right? I mean, they already have a lot of things. They have a cell phone. They have this. They have that. Yeah. Okay, so the promise of, you know, you don't have to work. Why should you work? Who wants to work? Just coast along on the consumer goods of society that will be dealt to you because you're entitled from birth to them. And you're now part of the elite because you're actually in college. Doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't add up to anything. You're not learning anything. You're not becoming smarter. You're actually becoming dumber. But it's the status of being in college and becoming a graduate, which you will if we have to push you out the door with a certificate. You know, doesn't matter what you learn. This is all a covert op that is now completely out in the open at universities, at media institutions, in government. Who do you think is working all these bureaucratic jobs that mean nothing in government? You think these are people who are self-reliant and really want to get ahead on their own hook and have a vision of the future of what it is that they want to create for themselves? You really think those are the people that are working at federal agencies and state agencies and city governments as bureaucrats all over the country? No. They're collecting up the people who don't want any of that and yet will say, well, I have a job. Yeah, I have a perpetual job, and that's good because I don't really have to do anything. Why should I do anything? Why should I go out on a hook and actually earn by my own efforts a living? No. We're all against that. That's gone. That was some crazy idea a long time ago. We've rejected all that. It's called capitalism, free market, whatever. You know, it was a hard thing. It destroyed the world, except we, the globalists, rescued it at the last minute. And now we thought we had gotten back on course completely with Hillary Clinton, but she just fell apart, couldn't handle it. So now we really got a problem, because whoever this guy Trump is, he's not her. Whoever this guy is, however big an egotist he might be, whatever his real agenda is, he's not her. He's talking about crazy stuff, like getting corporations to come back to America after they stole all the jobs and took them overseas. He's talking about creating new jobs, all kinds of new jobs. We'll see what he does, but that's what he's saying. And he's blaming these multinational corporations and the globalists for destroying the American economy. And believe me, the economy was destroyed, and it still is destroyed, because all the employment numbers are complete baloney. Complete baloney about the recovery, yes. The Messiah says, I just want to remind you as I exit from the White House into my new role as the prophet of liberalism, that we brought back the economy. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't even get close. It wasn't even close. It's still horrific. Part-time jobs. Jobs that have endings. Little gigs. Contract gigs. These are all counted in employment figures. It's all complete crock. Because the objective of globalism, and people find this hard to believe, is to torpedo economies. That's the op, folks. Torpedo economies. For example, let's say we're going to fry. The world is going to fry. And the only solution is that every country in the world has to sign on and agree to produce far less energy than they are producing now. That's the only way we can stop from frying as a planet. That means lower energy production, fewer jobs, economy goes into the tank, complete tank. But we call that utopia. This is the coming era. This is what we're going to do to save the planet, blah, 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 blah. So a bunch of fake science is rolled out. And on that basis, that's what the globalists are going to do if they're not stopped. They're going to torpedo every single economy in the world, because you take over people by first making them weak, confused, helpless, debilitated. That's the strategy. It's right in front of your face. It's not anywhere. It's not over here. It's not over there. It's not up here. It's not down there. The strategy is right in front of your face. This is what the globalists are doing. So this guy, this wild talking crazy cowboy, comes along and says, nah, we don't want any of that. Plus, all you media people are liars. You're chronic liars. That's what you are. You know, everybody knows it. Nobody's been willing to say it until now, but I'm running for president, and I'm going to say you're all liars. Complete liars. From the tips of your toes all the way to the top of your head. That's all you do is lie. And then you lie some more, and then you lie some more. And that's what you do. And that's why you're helping to destroy the country, because you're hiding the truth from people about what's happened. The globalist takeover. And so this fast-talking cowboy suddenly says, we're going to stop all that. You people want jobs. I know you want jobs to come back. I know you're hurting, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to prevent big corporations from taking jobs out of America, overseas, which is part of the globalist plan. And we're going to bring some of those companies back so the jobs are here, which is the anti-globalist. That's what he said. He didn't just say it once. He said it many times, over and over and over and over, until even Bernie Sanders began to speculate that maybe this guy Trump actually was serious, in which case Bernie said at a breakfast after the election was over, hey, if he means what he says, I would be willing to work with him on the issue of globalism and jobs. We'll see. Very soon, we'll see, folks. But just the whiff and the whisper and the possibility that Trump might be against globalism is making people shake in their boots. The scum of the media who are complete slaves to the globalist agenda. The globalist corporations who have been feasting off the American people as consumers for God knows how long without giving them jobs because they're taking those jobs overseas. Slave labor, no environmental controls of any kind. Sure. This is what Trump has been talking about. But of course, the academicians and the reporters and the politicians say, he doesn't mean any of this. He couldn't mean any of this. This is all just a fabrication, just a lie. He's just telling one lie after another. Well, if he's telling one lie after another, then he's not going to do anything to injure globalism, right? Correct? That's what you mean when you say he's a liar. So what are you so worried about? Why are you so exercised and worked up and afraid and terrorized and panicked that this guy who's coming in as a president, whom you say is not going to really do anything about globalism, then what are you worried about? Why are you shaking in your pants every night and drinking yourself to sleep? Tell me, I'd love to know. I would really love to know. And the answer is very simple. No one with access to major media, with significant access, is permitted to speak out vociferously against the globalist agenda or identify what that agenda is or point fingers at corporations or politicians, etc., etc. And some actual conservatives have come out of the woodwork who never spoke about globalism before. Have you noticed that all of a sudden in the last 6 months? They woke up and said, yes, globalism is the enemy, and this, and Trump is talking about destroying globalism and replacing it with the nationality or nationalism or America. Wow, this is incredible. You know, why didn't you recognize 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when Romney was running and Bush was running, that they were arch globalists? Why didn't you say anything then? Okay, you woke up now. You got on the bandwagon now. Good for you. This is the fear that Trump is not just lying through his teeth, that he actually is going to do something and has already begun doing it, bringing jobs back to America, preventing them from leaving. And he hasn't even walked into the White House yet. So we'll see. I'm not betting the house or the farm or any of this. I'm not saying the greatness has arrived and everything is now wonderful. You know, hope and change. I'm not going back there. Don't go back there, okay? Do not go back there. The movement of millions of people who have opted for Trump and the millions more around the world who are also waking up to the idea of their nation as opposed to the globe, the global village. These people, you are the force. You are the basic, the major, the top. The inside, the outside, the left, the right, everything, force. You are the force. You are what can keep this thing going and expanding by demanding that, in fact, we get rid of the scourge of the globalists that has taken over the world and has been, you know, determined to run it completely. And we haven't even gotten into the technocracy aspect of it, which is a whole other thing. that you eventually, the plan being that you, as an individual human being, would have a card, and this would be an energy card, and you would carry it around with you. And every time you bought something, you would stick out the card, and they would take it and do something, you know, put it in the machine, and subtract it from your energy quota would be the cost of what it took to produce that particular item that you're buying. The cost in energy, not in dollars, in energy. You understand? You get an energy quota. Everybody has an energy quota and a card. And this is the control. And when the card runs out for the period of time for which it's intended, that particular aspect, you're done. No more energy. Got to save the planet, got to do this, can't let everybody fry, global warming is going to destroy us all, blah, 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 blah. I put an article up today on No More Fake News. New York Times, January 26, 1989. No evidence whatsoever of global warming trend in America. Study was done, you know, federal funded in-house study. No warming over the last 100 years, no warming over the last 100 years. But of course, no, we can't pay any attention to that because that has to be wrong. It has to be wrong because we have to have carbon taxes and we have to have cap and trade and we have to have lowered energy production, vastly lowered energy production in economies all over the world that will torpedo these economies and the people, meaning us, who are, you know, trying to make a living. We'll be back for the last sec. John Rappaport, InfoWars.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. cells to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
John Rappaport, last segment here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. So all of this is made possible by the store at InfoWars. Free shipping, store-wide, right now. All new specials, live at InfoWarsStore.com. And this will be extended until these products sell out. Living Defense, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. And BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. As well as Liver Shield, Liver Cleanse Formula, 20% off. And when you get Liver Shield Plus, the Oxy Powder Colon Cleanser together in the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack, the total comes to a massive 30% off. So these sales are being extended at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Until they're gone. Free shipping store-wide, all new specials. Get to it, folks. Excellent products for you. And in the process, you support this operation called InfoWars, where you are getting all this information. So don't pass it up. Okay, a few minutes left here. I started off talking about reporters and editors and how they recognize each other. That's really what it is. They smell the same smell. I mean, it really comes down to that. Oh, yeah, he's one of us. Sure, he talks like us. I can tell he thinks like us. He acts like us. His attitude is like us. It's kind of like a semi-high IQ mucus, okay? That's what I think of it as. Oh, yes, I'm spotting in Jones, our newest candidate for a reporter, a semi-high IQ mucus. Yes, very good. Yes, I think he'll be fine. He'll be fine. One of us. And they are going all in, risking everything, major media I'm talking about, with the most fantastical stories, you know, that are just ridiculous. The Russians and the Putin and this and that and all the fake news sites are really working for who? Russia? What? You know, they are going crazy. Literally crazy, though. Because they sense the end is near. The seesaw has swung. More people are now getting their actual news, which they are reading and listening and watching, not just, oh, I see, you know, from independent media than from mainstream media. That's just the way it is. Why is that? Because people are sick and tired, not just of the lies, which are endless, but the way they're being fed the lies, as if these people who are doing it are in charge. They've somehow been given the royal key to the royal chamber, and they're in charge, and they're not. And they're losing their livelihoods and their pants and their paychecks and everything that they hold dear, and their reputations are just going down the drain. And you and I and a lot of us are helping that to happen. More coming, you can be sure, on InfoWars. John Rappaport, thanks for being here in the fourth hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.